Hey guys, this is Ashe Tuamadu from 13 Degrees of Gold. I wanted to let you guys know you can all help support the Unconditional Love Movement by purchasing some merch out of my brand new store. You can reach me at shop.spreadshirt.com/13degrees of gold. Guys, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs, water bottles, travel cups, phone cases, dog wear. We have it all. Go and shop today and support my cause now. All I see is pages out my window. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashe Tuamadu. And guys, today I have a wonderful treat for you guys. I have a star from Germany on the show. He first went to the Singers Academy of Hamburg, where he was discovered by Jerry Williams from the band Eruption. They did the song, I Can't Stand the Rain, and they produced his first single long ago in 2008. Since then, he has been on MTV's music charts. He has three videos. TV. He also has his music playing on the radio. He is a star on the rise. Guys, help me welcome my friend Eric Riley. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, Eric Riley.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. And you?
I'm doing awesome. I just want to say thank you so much for taking out the time to do this interview with me. I just want to like spread you around America because I know you're popping over there in Germany, right?
Yeah.
we want to get you out here and get your message out. And you guys, I have Eric on the show because one of his dominant messages is love. He has a song titled Spread Love. And you guys know that I'm all about love. And I actually have a movement right now that you guys can support called the Unconditional Love Movement. So you guys tap into the love. But Eric is going to tell us about the law of attraction, how he is living the life he loves now. And he's also going to tell us about a special healing modality that he used that helped him succeed in his music career.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So, Eric, tell us what happened in the beginning. You mentioned to me when we were talking that you overcame a depression. Can you tell people just a little bit about your childhood and what happened that led up to now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, I was doing a job that was media design, and I actually wanted to make music at the time, and I couldn't, so I fell into a depression, and then I somehow I put my strengths together and broke through it, and decided to go into the direction to making music and not doing the other job, and so follow my heart basically. And then I overcame the depression with it.
Right,
also.
Right. That's so awesome. So you've loved music since you were a little boy, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm a Phil Collins fan since I'm 12 years old. I was sitting in a camping trailer when I was 12, and then it was night, and I was the only one awake at this moment. And Then In the Air Tonight came, and the drums in the end of the song came in, and since then I was sold.
Right. That's so amazing. And I guess 12 is like that magical number, because I decided that I was gonna like do music when I was 12.
Oh,
The
really?
artist that inspired me was Nas, you know, the rapper Nas. I was gifted with one of his CDs, Stillmatic. And that's what like changed my whole, I was like, I'm gonna be a rapper. And that was what like opened it up. So I guess 12 is like a magical number. We'll have to look into the number 12.
Yeah, seems so.
Yes, definitely. So you told me that there was a healing method that helped you with your music and deciding to go ahead and pursue music and everything. And guys, the healing modality that he was telling me about is called Reconnective Healing, and it's by Eric Pearl. That's what he read, a book by Eric Pearl. And Eric Pearl is from the United States. So you guys go look it up. But I just want Eric to tell us a little bit about this healing modality.
I discovered the book from Eric Pearl about 10 years ago or so, and I read it and I found it amazing. And the book is written like you can use this energy, what it's about, by reading the book. So you can start right away, and that's what I did. It was really great, but I didn't follow it at the time. And then a few months ago now, I somehow felt this energy suddenly again. And so I rediscovered it somehow, and then I said, it's a reconnection energy. And yeah, then now I decided to do it professionally besides my music, because I feel like it's the right time now for me to do it. Just feels right, and it's really a great thing. It's like Reiki a little bit or so, and Qigong, but somehow it's really different also, because it's like the name says, it's a reconnection with our higher selves. And the great thing about, for the skeptical people, it's also scientifically proven now. And it's spreading around the world. Eric is doing his tour all the time around the world. And he's also now teaching it in hospitals.
Wow.
All over the world, and it's really, really great. So try it out.
I will. And I'm actually a Reiki practitioner. I'm a level 2 Reiki. I'm working on becoming a master Reiki. But yeah,
great.
So tell me, like, because I understand Reiki. Tell me, like, so do you use your hands for this? You use your hands?
You use your hands, and you're just using it to feel the energy, and the energy actually is in your whole body and in your being, and you are the healing actually. So you're not giving like Reiki, you're giving the energy from your hands to someone else, but you give the, you know, the earth is having a special energy, a particular, no, what's the word? Sorry, I'm a German, you know.
You mean like frequency? Like the earth has a...
frequency, right. So, and now that the human evolution is rising, the energy is changing also. And reconnective healing is the energy the current energy from the Earth and also from the universe united, and we are just coming back to what to where we actually belong with this energy, and we're coming out out of this this artificial designed world that we're living in, and coming back to what's really true. You know, I don't know if I could explain it
You are
properly
you're
now,
explaining
but,
it wonderful. I'm just gonna clarify. So it's like we're coming back to our roots, back to the real world, putting our feet into the ground. And and I think I do this reconnective healing when I meditate. What I do is I bring like light from the universe, like the highest star I can think of. I bring light down from the universe into my crown. And then I run it through my body and I send it through Mother Earth. And then I bring the light from Mother Earth back up and I let it meet at my heart. So I let the light from above meet the light from underneath.
Perfectly. Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly. You could say it's a reconnective healing. Scientific people say it's light information. In the past, we thought the body would heal by the chemical system with the you know, medicine and so with chemical medicine. And now they discovered that it's through the light model. Light information is healing us, and it's really terrific. This you really all should try it yourself and
yes,
feel it.
I can't wait to try it. And hopefully, when you get your practice open, I can come to Germany and get a personal one-on-one session with Eric Riley.
Oh yeah.
Right. I have to come out there one day and see you. I've always wanted to come and visit Germany myself anyway. So that's super dope. But I'm glad that this healing modality helped you. So basically, through spirituality, you started following your passion and it's really paying off for you now, right?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it's really. Even if it sounds often used or so, but it's really following your heart and soul,
right,
you know.
Right. And I think that's a key thing. When you love what you do, then good things happen whenever you're in love with what you do. And guys, I just want to tell you, like he was just sharing with me one of his biggest accomplishments, that he got to work with the producer that produced Sir Collins and Lil' Kim's remix to In the Air Tonight. And like he told you guys, Sir Collins was what started his musical passion when he was 12 years old. So that's like big to me, because it's almost like you had this thought about Sir Collins, you really liked him, and then you just went through life and then boom, you're working with his producer. That's like law of attraction right there.
Yeah, that was huge.
Right. That's so awesome. And so you were talking about when you just started to follow your dream, you guys, he just went off of a hunch. You know, he told me he just went and bought a mic. He went and got a music program and a computer and he started recording karaoke. And people just started attracting to it and liking it. So I just brought that up to tell you guys, it's really important that, you know, we just follow our hunches. Sometimes it doesn't have to make sense logically, right? But if it feels good,
yeah, that's true. It's also a little bit connected with reconnective healing in a way that you when you found your really true core, then you know, you don't have to really try to do things, you're just doing it. We humans, we are not like it's told us that we have to find ways to do stuff and getting successful or so. It's just the other way around, like being 100% yourself and everything, humans are not frozen and standing there, and when you are 100% charged and full with your energy and in your middle, then you will act like you should do, like it's from God or whatever you call it, the universe or so. What's your purpose will happen by itself.
Right, definitely. That's so awesome. And I just, you guys, I asked Eric Riley, I said, hey, do you have a morning routine? And he told me, no, I don't have a morning routine. But he does have something that he does every day. I want him to share that with you guys, because I know a lot of times when we're like getting on our spiritual journeys and our, we're trying to gain success, we try to do this cookie cutter formula, like, oh, this person did that, I need to do that. And sometimes you kind of just have to find your own way, like your own method of doing things. And I thought it was great that he told me he doesn't have a morning routine, because I have 5 kids and sometimes doing my morning routine just isn't feasible. It's just not feasible sometimes. If the baby wakes up at 5 a.m., there goes my morning routine, So, Eric, what is it that you do on a daily basis that helps you, like daily? What is it that you do?
Yeah, actually, my morning routine is coming down to opening my eyes. That's all what I do. What's the same thing I do every morning. And but I don't have a real morning routine. I try to do reconnective healing every day. What sometimes I forget, but when you do it often enough, you don't have to do it actively so much, because you save the energy and it's working itself,
And the other thing you told me, which was really big, you guys, he said that everywhere he goes, his intent is to love people. His intent is to spread love.
Yeah, that's what I try to do every day. That spreading love wherever I can and every opportunity.
Right,
yeah.
And that's so awesome. Especially, I'm still on this unconditional love movement, and guys, I'm just so big about it, because when I was a child growing up, I always was like going against the grain. I was always angry. I always wanted to fight people. I always was just like depressed and everything. And the only thing that feels really, really good is loving. Like when I fight and I'm like doing all that other crazy stuff, I feel really shitty. Like I don't feel good. And I attract more shitty circumstances. But whenever I'm loving people and love is just on my brain, and like, you guys will not believe how many amazing things happen to me. Like it's just like magic, like things I've never even thought about or expected. It's just like, wow. And it's just like mental explosion after mental explosion, just because I'm in this love frequency.
Yeah, that's right. And for maybe we should for people that for listeners that are not too much in this kind of stuff, with love, it's not of course not meant only the partnership relationship love. It's maybe it's just a smile on the street when you smile to someone and he He smiles back, and when he comes home, the smile is saved somewhere in him, and he gives love to his family back, and all this
Right,
stuff, you know.
it's very simple. Like you said, just smiling at somebody on the street could completely change their whole day.
Like a butterfly in Japan, moving his wings, and you have sun instead of rain in New York, like effect, you know.
It's so amazing. Yes, I absolutely love that. I love preaching about love and just, we need to get back to the love and increase it. And if I can challenge everybody listening to this podcast, go love the next 10 people who you run into, whether it's just a smile or giving them a compliment, telling them that they look nice. When I look at people, especially if my brain wants to go to judge them, I immediately try to find something to love about them. So I would encourage everybody to go love on the next 10 people you see. And you guys, I just want to give you some things that's coming up for Eric Riley. I want all of you guys to go research him, go Google him, support his cause, support his music. Eric Riley has over millions of views on YouTube from his videos that have been streaming on MTV. So you guys can go tap into that. He actually is releasing a premiere of his video called Fly, and it's coming out July 25th. So I want you guys to go subscribe to his page at Eric Riley on YouTube and make sure you guys check out that video premiere. His single Fly, it releases on July 26th on all platforms. And you guys, Eric Riley does write his own music, right?
Yeah, that's true. In the past, not in the past, not everything, but for this new album, what is coming this winter, by the way, I wrote everything
Wow, that's so
myself.
awesome. Creative control. That's so awesome. And you get to like preach your love to everybody. You get to say what you want to say. So that's super amazing. Are you independent?
Now I'm independent with this album. I founded a record label, my own record label, and now I try it like this because as you said, you have a 100% creative control, and that was really important to me. And it's also with this with the royalties, and so you don't get only 2%, and the record company is getting the rest of it. These days you have a really good chance when you have worked in the past a bit on your stuff and created a base that you can do it your own. Of course, I have a team with professionals around me, but I am in charge, actually, you
Catch
know.
those boss
So.
nuggets. He's in charge, guys. So you guys make sure you support his independent record label and tune in to Fly. Again, it's releasing July 26th. The video's coming out July 25th, and his album called Rising Up, which I love because you guys know I'm like the phoenix rising from the ashes. He is going to release it this winter. So you guys stay tuned for that. Stay locked in for that. And just to give you guys FYI, because I have had a couple ladies hit me up about Mr. Eric Riley. He is an eligible bachelor. Eric is a Pisces for all my astrology gurus out here. He's a Pisces. And he is an eligible bachelor. So if you catch his eye, you don't know, you might become Mrs. Riley. Nobody knows, so I just want to put that plug out there because so many women are coming back telling me, oh my God, he's so cute. So I just wanted to make you smile there. That was me spreading my love to you.
That's really cute of these girls. Say hello
Oh, I will
to
let
them for
them
me.
know. Did you hear that, ladies? I'll be calling you and giving you a personal hello from Mr. Eric Riley. Yes, but thank you so much, Eric, for being on the show. You guys remember to follow your hearts, spread love, get into some kind of healing modality to help you overcome the things from your past that had you in a darker energy, a lower vibration, so that we can reconnect to who we really are. And we can, by you being yourself, you're really helping so many people in the world.
Yeah, perfectly
Definitely. Is there
said.
anything else you want to tell the people before we wrap this up?
You said everything perfectly, so I don't know what to add.
Oh, tell them your Instagram, your website. Like, how can they find you? How can they connect with you? Give them all your links.
The best way is to go to ericreilly.com. From there you come to everywhere, to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube,
Right.
everywhere. And Instagram is eric.riley.music, and just go to ericreilly.com and you will find everything you
Right. He
want.
has it set up very nicely. And just to spell it for you guys, is ericreilly.com. Right, ericreilly.com. So you guys, again, support his cause. Be on the lookout for his premieres and his album dropping. And he's going to come back on the show after he opens up his reconnective energy healing business. And he's going to give us the down low and the scoop on all that. And I will let you guys know how my personal session went with Mr. Eric Riley.
Of
Awesome.
course.
Okay, guys. So remember, if you want to be in my hot seat, if you want to receive healing from any of my resident practitioners, or if you want to do a coaching session with myself, remember to email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com and I'll get you on the show. If you guys have any topics that you want to talk about, email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. You guys remember to support my unconditional love movement by purchasing some shirts to help me spread the word of unconditional love. If you guys have any artists or anybody who you think should be on my show who has achieved success or who is on the rise, please email me, DM me, hit me on Facebook Messenger. Get that information to me. I'm always trying to help other people get noticed and just put out the energy of love. I love dropping nuggets from different aspects and different walks of life because what works for one person doesn't work for the other. So I'm here to find all the gold. This is 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashe Tuamadu. And until next time, peace. Did you know that you could support this show by hitting the support button on anchor.fm/13degreesofgold? You can also support us by going to cash.me/13degreesofgold, or just simply listening and sharing this podcast with your friends and family will help keep us on the airways. Support us today.